This is Happiness is Only a Heartbeat Away, a Star Wars original trilogy, Star Wars Rebellion era fanfic, written by Citadel of Swords and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing Leia Organa Han Solo, with additional tags for post and or family, marriage proposal, fluff. "I want to propose to your sister," Han says, first thing in the morning, 2 years after Endor. Luke hasn't even had his calf yet, and he blinks blearily at Han and then says, "Okay." "Luke," Han says, "are you listening to me?"
"Truthfully, no,"
Luke says.
"Give me 10 minutes.
15 minutes later, Luke sits down across from Han with a mug of calf and says,
"Okay, let's try that again."
"I want to marry your sister," Han says. Luke nods.
"Cool. When?"
I haven't asked her yet.
Luke tilts his head to the side.
"What are you asking me for? Is it because of the thing we had on Hoth? 'Cause you know I'm not jealous of you two."
"No, Luke, it's not because of that." Han can feel his cheeks going red. "Blast this boy. I wanted your blessing, I guess."
Luke blinks at him. "'Cause, you know, your uncle and aunt are dead, and so are her parents, and Ben's gone too, so you're the only family she's got left, except for me and the droids and Chewie, so..."
"Her father is a Force ghost, Han. You could have asked him.
So's Obi-Wan."
Han bends over and puts his head on the table.
"I'm not asking your formerly evil, now dead father for his blessing. Ugh, I'm asking you, since it also affects you. Since we're family."
"The effect I see it having," Luke replies, "is that you and I will be brothers by more than just us saying so. Since you'll be married to my sister, we'll be really family.
And you won't be able to get rid of me unless you divorce her. Or kill her. Which you wouldn't do. The second one, at least. Since you know I'd come after you if you did."
Yeah, I know that,"
Han says, chuckling.
"So do I have your blessing?"
"Sure," Luke shrugs.
"You baked out the ring yet?"
Han says. They go to a little secondhand place on Takodana, because Maz knows the best smugglers, and one of them is bound to have a ring worthy of an ex-princess general of the Rebel Alliance. They go through a couple of dealers until a shady-looking human holds out a simple band with diamonds studded around the middle. "Stolen from the pockets of a Corellian," he tells them with a wink. "But it looks more like a cut from Naboo, if you ask me. Very precious. It cost me a pretty penny, but it's more trouble than it's worth, so I'll cut you a deal."
"It's simple," Luke murmurs, "and not too flashy. She'll wear it."
Han looks at the smuggler.
"What do you want for it?" he asks.
What he wanted turns out to be a little more than two shabby-looking refugees could feasibly pay without attracting attention. Which is how Han gets a blaster burn on his upper arm after dropping the ring in the mud and dropping back for a moment to recover it.
"I can't show this to Leia," Han gasps as Luke bandages him up.
"Sure you can," Luke says. "Hey, Leia, in an attempt to get you the perfect ring, I got attacked by bounty hunters and nearly had half my arm blasted off. Oh, wait, now I see the problem."
Han tries to hit Luke with his free hand, but Luke ducks away, laughing. 2 days later, Leia drops into the seat across from him first thing in the morning and says, "Han's going to propose, isn't he?"
What is it with you two and talking to me before I've had my calf? Luke grumbles.
Leia pushes a mug in front of him wordlessly. Luke sighs and takes a long drink from it.
How do you know?
He asks. He was hiding that blaster burn pretty poorly, Leia says. He's a good smuggler, but he has a terrible poker face.
Are you going to say yes? Luke asks. Please tell me you are, or else this is going to be very awkward.
Are you okay with it?
Yes. Yes, I am fine with my two favorite humans in the entire galaxy getting married to each other.
Even if we had sex in your bed?
I take that back. Lando and Wedge are my two favorite humans in the entire galaxy.
Leia just grins and shakes her head at him. Luke really is okay with Leia and Han getting married. He's just worried. He hopes it doesn't mean they're going to forget about him. They're sitting together in the Falcon when Han uncomfortably clears his throat.
Leia, can I ask you a question?
Luke, recognizing the way Han is fidgeting with his pocket, stands up to leave.
Luke, can you stay too? Han asks quickly.
Luke sits down.
So,
Han says.
So, I wasn't expecting to fall in love when Luke asked me to rescue the princess in the Death Star. Truth be told, I didn't even want to be in the Death Star, but I had some debts to repay, so I went along for the money. And then I got to know you and got all entrenched in this rebellion thing, and I went and fell in love, so I guess my plan to take my money and run didn't quite work out, huh?
Han, Leia says fondly.
I'm no poet, but I'm trying, Han replies. I don't think I would have stayed for anyone else. I don't want to leave anymore. I'd like to stay. With you. Will you marry me?
He pulls out the ring. Leia smiles.
Of course I will, you nerf herder, she says. And Han grins so widely it almost hurts Luke's heart. Great, Luke says, voice high. It's just a lot to deal with, your sister and your best friend pairing off and maybe leaving you all alone. Drinks? Luke, hold on a sec,
Han says, and fumbles around in his other pocket.
I saw how you were looking at that one ring that Mandalorian had, he says. And I was thinking about how we three for so long now. And I didn't want you to think that was going to change just because Leia and I are getting married. We're always going to be family, no matter what.
He pulls another ring from his pocket. This is for you, Leia says quietly.
And of course she was in on it too, because Luke has the best family in the world.
Because we want you to remember that we love you, even when we're not together. Han holds out the ring.
If you ever thought I was going to say no, Luke says to him, you clearly didn't listen to what I told you when you asked for my blessing.
Han laughs and slides the diamond ring on Leia's finger and the black band around Luke's.
Matches your clothes, Han jokes, and Luke punches him in the burned arm.
They haven't slept all nested together in a pile since the 2 months after Endor. But they all fall together onto Han's big bed anyway. And Luke thinks he hasn't slept better. The end.
Reader's notes. Okay, so I know the author tagged this as Leia Han only, and then the platonic bond of Leia and Luke and Han, but it does feel a little bit like maybe OT3, some sort of, like, fun push-me-pull-you triangle dynamic there going on. Plus, like, Han and Luke, Han and Luke definitely had a thing, right? Yeah, that's the two boys' names. Oh my god, my brain. I need another coffee. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you to Citadel of Swords for having blanket permission to Pontfic. And I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.